This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We were talking for a while yesterday about infrastructure, trains in particular, the California High-Speed Rail project, to be just a bit more precise. $70 billion, plus or minus, buys you a trip from L.A. to San Francisco in maybe two and a half hours. There are cities along the proposed route options that are all in favor of a bullet train and its projected economic benefits. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler took you to one of them yesterday. Other cities? Well, hate is a really strong word, but not by too terribly much. Here's Jeff Tyler again from the small town of Acton, California.
Within Los Angeles County, you can't get closer to cowboy country than Acton. It's up in the foothills, a town of 10,000. Acton has two groceries and an equal number of stores that sell feed for horses. I met Pam Walter at her office. She's been a realtor here for 25 years.
If they're coming to Acton, they're willing to forego a Walmart and a shopping mall. They're coming here for the peace and quiet and for the rural lifestyle.
All the homes in Acton have big lots, at least 1 acre. Walter says the average price for a three-bedroom, two-bath house is about $500,000. She says the proposed routes for the high-speed train scare away prospective buyers and make current residents think about selling.
There's a lot of changes that are going to happen to Acton, and people are already getting concerned if they're close to retirement age and thinking they should move on now while they can. So we see, as the real estate industry, a serious decline in property value.
Walter drives me out to visit the actress Tippi Hedren. She's most famous for starring in Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. Now she runs the Shambhala Preserve, a sanctuary for rescued cats, as in tigers and lions. Despite a rare rainstorm, Tippi Hedren shows us around.
So who is this that we're standing in front of?
This is Zeus. Zeus had been living in Texas. The son was graduating, and the parents said, "We will either get you a Lexus or a lion, one of the two." And he said, "I'll take the lion."
To get out of the rain, Hedren takes us inside her home. She says one of the planned routes for the high-speed rail would go across her property.
If it came through here, we couldn't be here because of the noise level. The Shambhala Preserve would not be able to exist here.
There are people who will say that, you know, the train might be environmentally a good thing for California, get people out of their cars. Shouldn't some people along the route just take the sacrifice?
Californians are not train riders. We're really not. When we go to San Francisco, we fly.
She thinks the bullet train is obsolete before it's even been built. Walter and I get back in her SUV and drive to a nearby farm.
This is actually the packing house that's been here for 100 years.
Ray and Elizabeth Billett grow peaches and pears. Her grandfather homesteaded here back in 1891. Sometimes they rent the property to movie producers.
I had another one yesterday, wanted to film in August, and I says, nothing doing because we'll be picking peaches.
One of the proposed routes for the high-speed rail would cut across the Billett's property. Ray says they had planned to develop some of their land, which is zoned for small houses on five-acre lots.
That's gone. Nobody's going to want to live next to a damn railroad like that that's going 220 miles an hour.
And since almost everyone relies on wells, Ray says construction of the high-speed rail will ruin the town's drinking water. For the state, Elizabeth says the project doesn't make economic sense.
They don't have the funding for it.
After hearing so many complaints about the cost of the project, I turn to Jeff Morales. He's CEO of the California High-Speed Rail Authority. He expects the final funding will come from the private sector through a partnership with the state. And Morales says the price tag could be less than the current projection of $68 billion.
The bid prices are coming in considerably below our estimates, and I'm confident that we're actually going to be able to drive down the cost of delivering this program.
Morales says the state's population is growing and it needs more infrastructure.
When you do a comparison, the cost of building more roads and more airports is about 2 to 3 times what the cost of high-speed rail will be.
That argument doesn't carry a lot of weight around Acton. The state won't make a final decision about the route for high-speed rail for at least a year, so residents still have time to persuade officials to move the train's tracks somewhere else. In Acton, California, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.